This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Welcome into your Thursday morning. And boy, what a difference a day makes, man. I'm telling you what, it is refreshing out there this morning. Just let me tell you, what just perfect. Just I couldn't imagine. It's in the 70s right now, and apparently, if I understand this correctly, it's basically going to stay just about where it is right now most of the day.
Thank goodness.
What a relief.
Yeah.
You could tell when that front moved through yesterday. I'd been in the house for most of the afternoon, and I had to go back outside maybe around 4 or 5 o'clock, and I just couldn't. It was like a different place. Mm-hmm. It was nice. Good. That's good. We deserve this, I think.
I'll take it.
How you doing this morning, Kim?
Great, Mark, except that you pointed out that there's cake in the fridge. Mark knows I'm trying to eat clean for baby, and Mark decides it's a good idea to point out. As soon as he walks into the studio, he says, Kim, did you know there's cake in the fridge?
No, can I tell you that those were my better angels? I went to the fridge this morning, and I saw the remainder, whatever's left of a chocolate pie.
And now you have to clarify it's a chocolate pie?
I thought to myself,
it was a disgusting cake.
Kim is going to be so happy, because I didn't think about your sugar restrictions. I just thought about your need for food, and I thought Kim is going to be so happy. And
it was good intentioned, is what you're saying?
It was well intentioned. I believe there was food.
Thank you. That's the correct grammatical way to say it.
Thank you. I believe that there was food that you would be interested in. And I was helping you out by passing along that information.
I will be happy to eat my hard-boiled eggs and maybe even stink up the studio with them, and I will not feel bad about that.
Hey, can you have any in a little moderation?
I'm sure I could, but once you take a bite, you don't just stop at the bite. We all know that, right?
Kim, I've already had some chocolate really? Cake this morning.
Oh my gosh, it's 5:07.
I couldn't help myself. I'm like, hey, I could use a little sugar kick this morning on top of the caffeine to get me through the morning. That's good, though.
I'm really happy for you, Mark.
I just wanted to... Did I have chocolate on my lip? Oh, sorry. Let me get that off there. That's pretty good. I don't even know what the occasion was. Here's what normally happens. I don't know what happens in your workplace. For those of you still in the workplace, I don't know what happens in your workplace. In ours, the sales department often brings food in for a variety of different reasons, or people bring donuts down here, whatever. It gets put out on the counter. And then they forget about it. It sits there all day. Sometimes, on rare occasions, they think of everyone else and somebody takes the time to put it in the refrigerator so it won't go bad. And this is one of those mornings. We celebrate these mornings because they don't happen all that often, I would say. All right. Wow. I was watching this. The big story from overnight is this airplane that had to land up in Minneapolis last night. It was flying from Salt Lake City to somewhere overseas. Was it Denmark or somewhere?
I can't remember.
Like that?
You're talking about the turbulence?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Clear air turbulence is what they're calling it. That is frightening.
I mean,
since I'm getting ready to get on an airplane on Sunday.
I've been on planes that have had some really bad turbulence, but how bad does it have to be where 25 people are injured?
Yeah, this was a big jet, and 25 people injured seriously enough to, some of them require hospitalization, I guess. They had to land in Minneapolis after this happened. I went through this one time as a kid, but I still have clear memories of it. I was maybe 11 or 12 years old, and we were flying to Puerto Rico. We went through a corner of the Devil's Triangle, and the plane suddenly dropped, we think, 15 or 20,000 feet. I mean, it was a significant drop. Like, the floor went out from under you. People that weren't strapped down flew up against the ceiling in the front. This is back when maybe they still do. This shows you how often I fly first class. In the front of the plane, they were still serving dinner on glass plates. All of those shattered. Like, they flew,
oh, wow.
They hit people on the head. There was glass all over the place. Several people, one lady was in the bathroom, got her nose shattered when she flew up and hit something. And when we got off the plane, we had one of those pieces of luggage, American Tourist or whatever it was. It was supposed to be indestructible. They used to show gorillas throwing it around. Remember that, Ethan? And it had holes big as quarters punched in it from flying around in the luggage compartment. And the pilot never came on and said a word about it. The plane landed. The stewardesses were all a flutter. They were all upset over the whole thing. And the flight attendants and nothing. We never found out what happened.
When that happened to us, we were told air traffic.
Well, that's a good thing. Then they dodged a disaster.
You mean dodged hitting another plane? Yeah.
Yes.
But it's just scary. Yeah, it is scary when you just drop and you see all the food flying up to the...
No.
That really scars you.
Yeah, it did. It scarred my mother. She was afraid to fly, and that was our first major trip as a family when I was a kid. I remember that. She was... That was not a good experience. Trial by fire, for sure. All right. We've got a big show for you today. Honestly, the show is packed. Couple of things going on here. So the Cardinals made some trades yesterday, some trade activity. We'll get to Tom Ackerman for you in the 6 o'clock hour. And I'm not laughing about that. I didn't mean to say that to suggest that I'm laughing externally about Sam Page being indicted. But we did talk about this story the other day. And yesterday, the St. Louis County executive has been indicted. And if you just say that without mentioning Sam Page's name, you might not know which county executive I'm talking about, because St. Louis County voters have a horrendous record of who they trust in that office. Can I just tell you that? Steve Stinger and now Sam Page. Sam Page is innocent until proven tyrant, but for now he has been charged by a grand jury and will have to go to court. So we are going to talk to our friend David Stokes from the Show Me Institute on what's really at stake here. Got former Senator Jim Talent. We've got former Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson. I wanted to talk to him about, I wouldn't call them parallels, but as a former chief, to comment on what's happened in Cincinnati and the way that they've let their criminal justice system there devolve, as we have in St. Louis, and they had people now beating the hell out of folks in the middle of the street on Saturday night who should have still been in the lockup. It should have never been let out to begin with, and maybe none of this would happen. And we're going to talk to Tom about that coming up here at 7:35 later. Shannon Bremen, Griff Jenkins, it's a big morning. Lots of great stuff.
It really is packed.
Yes, it is. So we're going to get to all that for you here in just a few minutes. But right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
And while the Trump administration will try to wave rosy headlines about the Q2 number, today's GDP number is in fact a mirage because some ominous numbers lurk under the hood.
Imagine being in charge of the Democratic Party right now. They don't really have a leader. And unfortunately for them, Chuck Schumer is the closest thing they've got. The GDP numbers come out at 3%. It's incredible. And he's got to warn you that these are not real numbers. Something evil is lurking under the hood.
In support of our goals, today the Federal Open Market Committee decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged. We believe that the current stance of monetary policy leaves us well positioned to respond in a timely way to potential economic developments.
Jerome Powell, head of the Fed, is trying to hijack the Trump economy. He's trying to kill the housing market, and it's more and more obvious. And that's why for the first time, I believe maybe in history, two Fed directors came out and directly opposed him on this and called for interest rate cuts.
Barack Obama can now be summoned before a grand jury. He cannot take the Fifth Amendment because he has immunity from prosecution. He'll have to tell the truth. If he lies as a private citizen about what he did as president, he'll no longer have that immunity. And that is a trap that Obama is sitting potentially.
Woo, how about that? John Solomon there from Just the News suggesting a path forward here if members of the Department of Justice or Congress are bold enough to take it.
You know, Nancy Pelosi became rich by having inside information. She made a fortune with her husband, and I think that's disgraceful. What I do think is Nancy Pelosi should be investigated because what she has the highest return of anybody practically in the history of Wall Street.
There's President Trump yesterday on this bill in the Senate that would finally ban insider trading by our elected officials. How has this gone on for so long? Well, because the elected officials don't want to change that policy. This bill passed yesterday with ultimately an exemption for the office of the president and the vice president. That was one of the things that would have killed it otherwise. It also had some other pretty strong language in there. The nickname for it has been the Pelosi Act, and that's not ultimately what they called it. But Donald Trump blasted Josh Hawley at some point, which is very interesting because I've been trying to read these things, and I listened to the interview with Hawley last night. He was, of course, on with Jesse Waters, and I didn't think Waters got to the core of the issue, but Hawley said it was all a misunderstanding and that he had talked to the president and they were both on the same page on this. That the president accused him of voting with Democrats on this bill and he claimed that he was trying to avert a problem that would have killed the bill had it made it to the floor. The Democrats claim Trump's against it because he's out of his own self-interest. But there's a carve-out in there for the president. Well, you know, when somebody gets elected president, all of their investments, all that go into a blind trust. They have no control over it. Now, Trump being that has not been an issue in the past because most of our presidents have been elected from elected positions, right? They haven't been businessmen with multi-million dollar empires. Mm-hmm. So Don Trump Jr. is still out there trying to grow the Trump brand. He's got an ace in the hole, given the fact that the president of the United States and the most famous man in the world is Donald Trump. He shares the same name. He's selling Trump bitcoins. He's selling Trump tennis shoes. They're buying properties all over the place. And the Democrats are suggesting that Trump was worried about this legislation out of fear that it was somehow going to hamstring him. Let me tell you something. Trump is not getting rich or didn't get rich by manipulating the stock market. He's a real estate investor. That's not going to affect his bottom line at the end of the day. But I still can't figure out exactly why he and Hawley are at odds. I'm trying to figure that one out. Hawley says they're not anymore. It was a misunderstanding. I don't know. I mean, Trump attacked him pretty viciously yesterday, so we've still got to get to the bottom of that. And right now, we need to get to a commercial break, Ethan's telling me. So let's get to this morning's national anthem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bill is your law, and let's see if there's inflation. Right now, there's no inflation. Everybody thought there would be. All we have is billions of dollars of cash pouring into our country from other countries that took advantage of us for many, many years. You know, they were taken advantage of. We were like the stupid people that didn't know what they were doing. They took advantage of us. Other countries, friend and foe. And by the way, the friend was oftentimes much worse than the foe when it comes to trade. So if that happens, what you do is you raise your rates and you do what you have to do to stop inflation. But we're keeping the rates high, and it's hurting people.
I don't blame the president for being mad, honestly. You know, at this point, it's there's no way to look at the Fed's decision yesterday and not just see it as obstructionist. There's not. We didn't have nearly this positive of economic indications or indicators in October of 2024 when the Fed decided to cut interest rates right before the election. And today the economy is on jet fuel. People are spending. People are buying. You've got low inflation. You've got trillions of dollars coming in from overseas in these tariffs. American businesses have an unprecedented ability to expand into Europe to take advantage of a business over there that was never available to them before, not to even mention Japan and some of the other trade deals that have been made, right? And yet Jerome Powell doesn't think the economy warrants a cut in interest rates yet. In Europe, interest rates are in the twos, and here they're at 7%. Why? Why would we do that to ourselves, Jerome Powell? Because what you're doing is not in the best interest of America. It's in the interest of somebody who wants to see the housing market take a hit, right? Is that what he's afraid of? Because I'll tell you what, if rates drop from the sevens to the fives, there is a pent up, there will be a pent up explosion like a volcano of people selling their homes and moving to bigger homes or different homes. There are people out there that want to do it, but are just too stubborn to give up their 2.5% or 3% interest rate that they've clung on to, because right now it's 7. But if it's only 5, that's going to explode. I'm talking about a 30-year mortgage. If you can get rates for 30-year mortgages into the 5% range, the housing market is going to explode.
I think so, too.
And these credit card companies are going to be forced to reduce the amount of money they're getting away. They're robbing people at 33, 34, 35% interest on revolving credit cards at Macy's. That's the credit card I saw the other day. When you hear me talking about that with Golden Oak, that's the credit card I saw the other day where the revolving interest rate was 33.94%, almost 34%. That's crazy. How can they get away with that? I heard an ad yesterday for a credit union that is offering, because rates are being held falsely high, they're offering a 4% return interest rate on your checking or savings account at some credit union because they can get away with it. Because they'll turn around and lend out that money and make 12% on it if they're doing a HELOC or something like that, right? A home equity line of credit. There's no way to look at this unless I'm trying to justify how you could look at this, because Jerome Powell did not justify it yesterday in no way, shape, or form. Go ahead and play cut 6 for us, please.
In support of our goals, today the Federal Open Market Committee decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged. We believe that the current stance of monetary policy leaves us well positioned to respond in a timely way to potential economic developments.
You know who gets rich off this? The banks. The big money people. The longer he holds this up, that's who's getting enriched by all of this. It hurts the American people. It hurts the economy. It's time for Jerome Powell to go. And I would fully support the president firing him. I don't think he's going to, but it's reached that point that this is just Trump derangement syndrome. Back with
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kim on a whim.
We've all gone to the doctor's office and, you know, you spend like, what, 15, 20 minutes sometimes filling out all that paperwork. In fact, they usually tell you to get to your appointment at least
15 minutes early.
Yeah. And sometimes, quite frankly, you need more time than that to fill out the amount of forms. You know, they need all the records and you answer the same questions over and over and over again. And they're basic questions. And sure, maybe that's just 15 minutes of your time, but it does get kind of old, and you think to yourself, man, there has to be a better way. And that's what the Trump administration is trying to do. Now, there are questions about whether that information, your personal health information, would be protected. And I think that's something you and I can chat about, Mark. But basically what they're doing is it's this new private health tracking system, and it will allow these different companies, you can opt in as a patient, and you can upload, you'll have your health records uploaded, and then that would basically be shared. So if you go to the doctor, they would just be able to go right to that, and you wouldn't have to fill out those forms anymore. They're really trying to put a focus on diabetes and weight management, too. So you can track your eating, track your exercise, and different things. So when you go to the doctor, they would also be able to access that. And they've already had buy-in from more than 60 companies, and we're talking like major tech companies, including Google, Amazon, Apple, United Healthcare, CVS Health. They tried to do something similar to this back in, I guess it was like 2018, so his first term.
Yeah.
And it wasn't successful. They didn't have buy-in from all these big tech companies, and it just kind of flopped. So this is actually kind of, you know, the 2.0 version of what they started.
Here's where I come down on this. It's weird that you brought this up, because I was just thinking about this the other day. Like the real ID thing, if you think that that's the reason that the government's got all of your information and you're somehow giving them some permission they didn't already have, I don't think you're looking at the big picture. That ship has sailed. And on this health care, this health issue, unless I'm misunderstanding what this does, Kim, maybe you can help me understand it. Our doctor is connected to BJC, or Missouri Baptist, right? So whenever I go to Missouri Baptist, or I take my mom to Missouri Baptist, we sit down with them and they'll say to this 90-year-old woman, well, can you confirm what medications you're on? Well, hell no, she can't confirm what medication she's on. I said, it's in your system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can log into her My Chart, whatever it is,
yep,
and I can see all of her medications. Well, I know the doctor can see that. So why are you asking the patient to confirm all that stuff if you've already got it in your system? You know what her medications are. She doesn't remember the name of the 30 medications she's on.
Right.
That's not going to help. And even when I temporarily saw a doctor that was connected, I think maybe to St. John's, I can't swear to that, they were still able to see things in my medical record from what I had done at BJC. So these systems already talk to each other. What does this do differently?
See, I've had a different experience where I feel like I've gone from doctor to doctor and they're not connected at all, and I'm dumbfounded that they're not. So it's interesting that you're saying that you've had the opposite experience.
I believe that they do, because they knew things that I don't remember telling them about this, or they could go in and find a, you know, an MRI I had done 10 years ago or 5 years ago or whatever. I mean, it's all in there. And I don't see how this puts you at any more risk if you agree to something, it's mm-hmm. to your advantage. I mean, it's. Are you worried that the government is going to have too much of your health information?
Well, that is what people are saying. Listen to Trump talking.
They've
about
already
this.
Got it.
Well, listen to Trump talking about this yesterday.
Instead of filling out the same tedious paperwork at every medical appointment, patients will simply be able to grant their doctors access to their records at the push of a button. Just a button and you're all set, and all the information the doctor needs will be immediately transmitted. The system will be entirely opt-in, and there will be no centralized government-run database, which everyone is always concerned about. I'm less concerned than anybody. I say whatever it is. But people are very, very concerned about the personal records. They want to keep them very quiet, and that's their choice. I think it's a great thing because it will be. It'll be absolutely quiet. Instead, doctors and patients will always remain in control. The benefits to millions of Americans will be enormous. We will save time, we will save money, and most importantly, we'll save lives. It's just going to make people live longer and be a lot healthier. I think that's really what you're looking to do.
Well, that'll be interesting to see what happens. They're trying to launch this early next year. And have you heard of the, it's like a popular weight loss and fitness app called Noom?
I think I have.
N-O-O-M. I've never used it, but I know it was very popular. At least a year ago, I heard a lot of people talking about it. Noom has signed on to be part of this initiative. So for example, you might have labs or medical tests that you would have on this app, and then they would implement AI, and that actually could offer you advice, I guess, based on lab work results that you have. Hey, based on these findings, this is what we recommend. And it's if Apple has opted in, which they have, then... guess it could just go right to your watch.
Yeah. So I mean, okay. Maybe it's because I don't have some health condition that I'm worried about somebody finding out about, that I'm not as worried about this as everyone else. Somebody's commented here on Facebook that it not all of these systems talk. It depends on the system and which one they use.
See,
and
I would
in some
agree
cases
with that.
There is information that's shared. It would certainly make it more convenient in a digital world for you to be able to say, why am I answering the same 25 questions about my medical health history when all of that stuff is in a record somewhere and you've got right. it over there? Why don't you just go look?
Right.
But they don't want to do that. They want to put the work back on you to try to remember, well, what was the date of that hernia surgery I had 15 years ago? You know, that gets a little tedious sometimes. If this clears this up, I'd be all in for it. I have no concern about that whatsoever. Donald Trump on that. I have no worry about that.
I have a little concern about it, but I don't know if I have enough of a concern that I wouldn't do it. But like you said, it's not as though I have some recurring health issue where I have to constantly go to the doctor and it's been a big issue. But I do know how annoying it is when you're going to the doctor and you feel like they should be having this in their computer system already, and somehow they don't. And it's the same thing of, oh, and tell me about your mother's medical history and your father's medical history. And you don't have that information in there. Like, I understand if anything has changed, absolutely you should probably be asking the question, hey, since the last appointment that you had, have you noticed any
sometimes
changes?
Sometimes they do. Has anything
they
changed
they
in your
should ask
history,
that because
right.
that's an important question to know. That would then alter care potentially. But stuff that hasn't changed, like the fact that there's this on your dad's side or this on your mom's side, why are we answering those same questions over and over again?
And why, when you answer them, are they not put into the database somewhere? If they were, you wouldn't have to go back and answer them every single time. Now, my experience is those are generally at appointments where you haven't been to that doctor in a couple of years. I don't get that every time I go to the doctor. I don't have to sit down and answer the same questionnaire over and over and over again. It's just when you go to a new provider or you haven't been there in a few years and they're maybe trying to update things.
Right, they'll want to update after a certain number of years.
Seems like a lot of work, and you have to... Did he say there's an opt-out for people that are concerned about it?
Yeah, this is opt-in. It's not everyone's not automatically put into the system.
So it's an opt-in, not
an
opt-out.
Opt-in.
That's good. So
yeah, the
opt-out you have a
choice. Stuff's annoying.
Right.
It's
if
like apps.
If you'd rather get there 15 or 20 minutes early and fill out the paperwork, it's on you.
Oh, there'll be plenty of people who will want to do that.
Yeah. That's just not something that I'm all that concerned about. It should be there in the system somewhere. It's already there in the system somewhere. I know that it is.
Now, what will be of concern, though, is when people say, well, surely this will get hacked. The system will get hacked. I mean, it's already in the system to a degree, but if you're sharing it across more platforms, you're at a greater risk of it being hacked and leaked. And so that would potentially be the risk. Although someone knowing I had a surgery 15 years ago, what good is that really going to do for them?
Well, maybe not, but what if you had a... you were prescribed some anxiety medication.
Okay, that's
right?
True. Yeah, personal
and
stuff like
you
that.
You wouldn't want your employer to know that, but true. Nothing about this is giving your employer access to that information. This is your healthcare provider.
Right.
HIPAA gives you pretty strict guidelines on what can be shared. Mm-hmm. This stuff isn't being shared, to my knowledge. Maybe that's what people's concern is. But, you know, you don't... I think sometimes we get a little... carried away with some of that stuff, but I know people that would never ever ever consider doing that, and that's fine. I'm a little more reasonable, I think, on that issue. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this Josh Hawley situation with the president. I think I've found my sound bites this morning, and we're gonna play the president's comments, and then Josh's reaction to all that, and see if we can figure out where the rubber meets the road here. We're back right after this. Sometimes we as conservatives give the other side too much free ammo. I just have to say, if you go on this morning and you Google Trump Hawley, just type that in. And I know Google's probably not the favorite search engine for a lot of you. Maybe it's DuckDuckGo or whatever. But just type in Trump Hawley. And the first three headlines that come up are left-leaning media teeing off on what they see as a controversy between the conservative Senator Josh Hawley, who they all hate, and Donald Trump, who they all hate. So they're all happy that these two may be feuding with each other. Here's Politico. Hawley defends himself against pile-on from Trump. Trump goes off on Josh Hawley. That's The Hill. Josh Hawley confronted over Trump's new nickname for him as a second-tier senator. Well, I mean... Here's the thing about it. I believe, and I saw Hawley say this yesterday, that for the most part, it's a misunderstanding, I think. But I'd love to get Josh on here and talk to him about it. In fact, Kim, let me double check on this. But I believe we've had a request into the Hawley office for about a week now, haven't we? Or a week or two?
A couple weeks now, yeah.
A couple weeks. We have not been able to get the senator scheduled on here. I mean, he's got whatever conflict he's had in the mornings, but it'll happen eventually. We'll get him back on here, and I'll ask him about this. Now, maybe by the time we do get him on here, it's blown over. I don't know, but I did think it was interesting because, you know, yesterday, I'll read you the original post. The president doesn't he doesn't hold back when he goes on the attack. It is the way he makes deals. It's the way he operates. We've all seen it by now. He said yesterday he didn't understand Josh Hawley. He was upset with this bill that would basically restrict voting by the Nancy Pelosi and other House members who, it appears pretty obvious, we've been talking about this for years, that there's some insider trading that goes on. Because they all go in on $180,000 a year salary, and they come out 25 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 years later, multi millionaires. How does that happen? The average person, if they had to support two households, as in a house here and a house in Washington, and travel and all that stuff on $180,000 a year, as much as you think that's a lot of money, it's not, and it's certainly not enough to save enough money to have $25 or $30 million in a few years. It's just not. You've got to be doing that some other way. And they've all been allowed. They know things that are about to happen that you and I don't know about. They go in and they buy a stock or they sell a stock because they know the crap's about to hit the fan. And then everybody else suffers a loss on that stock, and they got their money out and their profit before that happened. This happens over and over and over again. There's no doubt that it happens. Here's what the president said yesterday. Why would one Republican, Senator Josh Hawley, join with all the Democrats to block a review sponsored by Rick Scott with the support of almost all other Republicans of Nancy Pelosi's stock trading over the last 25 years? Well, what Hawley said is that that was put in there as a deal killer, a poison pill into the bill, is what he believed, to try to kill the bill. So when that amendment came up, he voted against including that in the bill. That his excuse, I'm not excusing his vote on it. That was his argument as to why he did what he did. Overall, the bill that he passed would exclude, after the amendments and all that stuff were done, it would exclude the president and the vice president. Now, Ethan, I don't have this on my sheet over here, and I'm trying to figure out what I want is that Hawley bite. Let me see if I can figure out which one we've got here. I want the bite where he's talking in the halls outside of after the Senate vote, not the one on Fox. You know which one that is? I think it was the second one I sent you. So maybe number 11? Yes. Play number 11.
Let me just read what he said. I'm sorry that we had some sort of technical issue. Nancy Pelosi became rich.
Why do you have to read that?
That's not it. That's not it.
Illegal. So when you spoke to the president...
That's not it.
It's not a perfect bill, but it's pretty tough, which is why you see so many people voting against it. It's pretty darn tough.
Have you heard from the White House about this bill?
I talked to the president about stock trading, and he was all for it. I mean, he said publicly he's go for it. So I think they want some certainty around. The White House, to be clear, has not expressed any concern about this bill to me. I want to be clear. The ranking member says that he's had outreach. But, you know, we addressed that by taking the president, the vice president, out of this bill.
What did you think about the amendment that would require that study of Pelosi's stock history and her husband?
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, I'm all for not just studies, but if there's been wrongdoing there, that's an enormous amount of money. Then I'm all for potential prosecution. But what that would have gutted the bill. I mean, that was an attempt. Senator Scott made really clear he's opposed to this bill, and he was attempting to kill the bill. That would have taken, it would have gutted all the bill, taken all of its key provisions out. We would have been left with just some study. And frankly, I think we're beyond time for study. I think we know what the problem is. The problem is members of Congress who are getting rich off of information the public doesn't have. We just ought to ban that. And that's what this does. This is a tough bill. I mean, you heard my colleagues complaining about it. It's a tough, tough bill.
I think that's where the misunderstanding was. The president was critical over that Senator Scott bill. Hawley's argument was that bill would have poisoned the bill and taken out all of the important stuff. It never would have gotten through. And maybe he's right. But clearly the two are at odds for some reason. We're back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.